Well, you guys, I hope you enjoyed the bottle. This is Keith Kilgore talking to you. We had a big group here at breakfast this morning. Wish y'all could have been here. We talked about you. Think about you a lot. Let us hear from you.
Hello, men. This is Don Drennan. I just want to send the greetings here from the campus. We're looking forward to getting each of you fellas back with us over here and coming by and seeing the beautiful new Coliseum and Campus Center. And guess what? The PE building was completely burned up, and you'll never realize what the sub-team was the one that helped tear part of this thing up. Well, I wish you fellas a lot of luck, and I'll be looking forward to seeing you back on the campus as soon as you can.
Hello, man. This is Sam Morris. Greetings from Houston. Hope you guys are doing all right. I want to wish you all the luck in the world over there. Let us hear from you real soon.
Hi, Gary. This is Boyd. I guess you and Billy are really sucking it up over there. I heard from Dale last week and got a tape from him. He's in Canto, and he seems to be doing all right. He says they hadn't shot at him since about June, and then it was just when they overran an artillery about 20 miles out and turned the guns on him. But he's got a relatively safe job, I think. He's typing, and, you know, Dent, he'd come out of getting sprayed by a skunk smelling like a rose. But he's supposed to come back in June, and I think he's going to go to UT Law School. If y'all get a chance, go by and see him. And I wish y'all the best of luck. Hope y'all get back safe. We'll see you.
Hello, Coacher. This is Joe Hockey. Teaching eighth grade over at Tyler still. Trying to hang in there. Not much love life. About like yourself, I imagine. Watch all those girls over there. Those guys. Hang those planes up there by the props, huh? Take it easy over there. We want you to make it back. To see the rest of us, these reunions, okay?
Hello, fellas. This is Bill Petty. We sure wish that you could have been here with us this morning. We really do. We know that you're doing a good job for us there, and we're really, really happy that you're willing to. We know that next year that you'll be back safe and sound, and we pray that the Lord willing, you'll be here singing this old beer bottle with us. We'll be thanking of you and wish y'all all the love. So long.
Hi, fellas. This is Hadley Hall. How y'all doing? Wish y'all could be here with us today. We had a real good breakfast. Had about 100 or 110, I guess, here. We sure appreciate everything y'all are doing over there, Gary and Billy and Augie and Dale and all you fellas. Sure wish you could be back here with us as soon as possible. Think about y'all every day. We're going to try to get some club correspondence started to you this year. We've been kind of busy with the project and everything, homecoming. Things kind of level off now, and we'll try to send you some letters and keep you up with on the news. We'd like to hear from y'all, too. Just if you would like to write to the club or send some correspondence to us, just write to me at Box 6218 ACC, and I'll get your mail. We'd like to hear from you as much as possible. We'll try to write y'all, too. We'll let somebody else talk now. Hope to see y'all soon.
Hello, this is Matthews. Everybody from the Houston crew says hello. Burgess and Cave didn't get to make it up this year, but we were talking about it the other day. Hope all of you make it fine. Hope to see you back here for too much longer. Good luck.
You know that one. Hey, this is Forrest. I'm still down at A&M. You know that one. Hope y'all take it easy over there and keep everything straightened out for us. Hope we're back here for the next homecoming. Y'all take it easy.
Hi, boys. This is Bob Bailey, class of 52. I don't really remember for sure who you are even, but I want to tell you that we certainly do appreciate all you boys over there, and we pray for you and wish you the very best. Thank you so much.
Hello, fellas. This is Jim Morgan. We're sure thinking about you over here, and we appreciate what you're doing over there. We'll look forward, and I know you are too, to the times when you can come back and we can all get together again.
Gary and Jimmy, this is Jack Murray. Hope you guys are doing okay. Wish you could be here. I'm married now and living in Weatherford and working for a CPA firm. Sure appreciate what you guys are doing. We sure do miss you. We'll see you later. Sorry I hadn't written you, Mom, but I might make it one of these days.
See, Gore tells me I'm talking to Dent, Augie, Sneed, and Snelly.
No, not Snelly. In Mormon, yeah. This is Dodds here. Miss you guys and wish y'all were here today. It's cold as hell and snowing, and everybody's worried about the rain on the passing attack over here. We wish y'all God's luck and hope we can see you again here someday at reunion. Take it easy, fellas.
Hi, guys. Ratman here. Hope y'all are doing all right over there. I'm sure the weather's warmer than it is here. Augustine, let me have a letter. I'm living in Odessa, right in care of Odessa College, Odessa, Texas. And I'll return a letter, promise. We'll see you guys. Good luck.
Gary, this is Phil Savage. How's everything going? Hope everything's going real good. Mick was in an accident here a couple of weeks ago, but he's doing real good. Kind of tore up his left arm a little bit riding a motorcycle. I thought maybe you'd, Snelly'd like to know about that. He got hit by a car. He said he was in quite a bit of pain. He didn't understand how those guys over in Vietnam made it, laying out there on the cement. He said he couldn't have moved if he'd have had to. Y'all keep your chin up. Hope everything works out all right. P.S. I'm going to be a papa. Billy, I understand you're living pretty high up there in San Francisco. Better watch those go-go girls. Keith really appreciates that card you sent him. Take it easy and stay out of trouble.
Gary, this is Donna Petty, Bill's wife. And Kay told me to tell you that my brother is in Vietnam, and I believe he's out of Da Nang on Monkey Mountain, and he works in a hospital. He takes care of the patients that come in and sees that they are transferred out to other hospitals. And so he meets a lot of the helicopters that land, and I thought maybe sometime you'd see him. His name is Randy Guinn, G-U-I-N-N, and he's in the Army, Army Hospital. Thank you, and we wish you good luck.
Hi, Gary. This is Ann Calvert. Stanton and I appreciate every time we get a letter or a card from you. We really do appreciate it. And we know that you have a lot of other people to write, and it really means a lot to us when we get a card or a letter. Not much has been going on in Austin. Stanton's been substitute teaching for about 2 weeks at the colored high school in Austin. He really has enjoyed it a whole lot. He's been teaching typing, of all things. Let's see. My football team did real well this year. We had a 5-3 season. We won 5 games and we lost 3. And my cheerleaders did fine, and pep squad and everything. Everything's been real good so far. We were sick. That's really interesting. Oh, yeah, and I lost 8 pounds. There hadn't been much action around here. Nobody gets shot at. Oh, Stanton shot a rat the other day in the garage. That's all the shooting we've had. Oh, yeah, there's been a diphtheria epidemic in Austin, and 70 people have had diphtheria, and everyone that had anything to do with the public schools had to go get inoculated, and we had to go get our shots, and all the children and adults in Austin had to get shots. Yes, they make you sick. They really do. Stanton and I will talk more later when we get together.
Well, Gary, this is Sue. I'm Philip's wife. Mickey's sister-in-law, maybe that helps. I'm over here seeing Kay, and golly, I didn't know y'all's engaged. I think that's great. She'll be a funny wife. She'll be real cool. She really will.
Well, Gary, since this is going to you first, I'll explain a little bit of what's going on, and then you can send it on to Dale. And then he can send it maybe to Scratch or to Dale Dent, and maybe it can get back to John Augustine or whoever you want to send it to first. But we just thought it would be a real good idea to get some of the things down while everybody's here in one place. So Keith took the recorder to the Sub Tea Breakfast this morning and got a lot on there that I know that you'll enjoy hearing. And I didn't go to our breakfast this morning, so I don't really have any news from the girls, but your folks were here, so we spent some time together this morning and went around and looked at all the new buildings and
saw some of the big changes on the campus. For the bonfire last night, they burned down the rest of the PE buildings rather than building a new bonfire, and it snowed all day yesterday. So it was pretty messy and everything pretty wet, so the bonfire had a pretty hard time getting started. But it looks like they finally did, because those PE buildings are just burned down to the ground now. They were burned to the ground in the middle, but both ends were still standing. So they just used that as the base for the bonfire and then just burned the rest of it. So it cleared up an ugly eyesore, and they had a good bonfire too. Elaine Byers was crowned homecoming queen, and I don't think you know her, but she was president of Cogies this year. And just a real sweet girl, and I know that I'll send the Optimist along with this, and it's got some news in there of homecoming. And all of you should have received the ACC Today magazine, because I think the alumni office has all of your addresses. So I know that you'll enjoy reading about everybody, too. And then the Optimist will be, I'll try to send it with this tape if I can. Well, everybody's gone to the game. It's awfully cold outside, so the chickens stay behind. And Donna Petty, Bill's wife, and Roseanne Reynolds, Will Summers, and me, and Judy Dial, Kent Dial's wife, are over at Gary and Sylvia's house keeping the kids. And so we're listening to the radio, the game on the radio, and I think ACC trails by 3 points. And they've already had halftime, and they announced the winners of the projects at the game, but it didn't come out over the radio. The announcers were just talking, and they neglected to tell us who won, so we still don't know who won. But I'll find out as soon as the game is over, and we'll sure let you know. I'm also took some slides of the Suburbs Project and Gaitas and Galaxies and DTs and Knights, which we felt were some of the top projects. And my flash wasn't working, and so I just hope they come out. I may go back out there this afternoon and take some more. I've gotten it fixed, so I'll have those pictures ready when I or soon after I send this. So I hope all of you can get to see those pictures too. But in a minute, I'll try to catch some of the announcers saying things on the radio. I guess you can hear Carol Lee in the background. So just a minute. Say hi, buddy.
Hi, buddy.
How are you doing?
Good.
Buddy.
Hi, buddy.
Check that. Robert stays in. Evidently, there was Bill Locke. Yes, Bill Locke went out that time. Abilene Christian again now, coming back and looking for Hughes, and he can't find him, and he's throwing to Holder in the middle, and Holder with a great catch has the ball up to the 48-yard line. Little Pat Holder, the 155-pound fella, was pulled down there by Fred Goff just as he caught the ball. I think Bob McLeod calls that one the headhunter pattern.
Right, Dean.
I believe Goff found his head that time as he really stopped it to him. So it'll be from the 48-yard line. First and 10 for Abilene Christian. Johnny Hughes still in. Holder still in. They're split wide. And a handoff this time to Bennett, and Bennett is pulling along there with some great blocking from that forward wall of Abilene Christian. Moved the ball over the 50 and down to about the 46.
Real fine blocking by the ACC forward wall of Bob Keyes, David Smalley, and Wayne Walker.
Well, they moved them out that time. The ball is nearly on the 45-yard line, so it's second down and about 4 yards to go for Abilene Christian. 1 minute left in the third period, and the fourth period is the one we're looking forward to be action-packed with the wind behind Lindsay's back.
Now I turned the game off and turned it back on just to get the last little bit, and now ACC needs 10 points to tie the game. It's the score's 30-20, and ACC has the ball. They just recovered a fumble. So I'll put it on. You can just hear the very last part of it.
2 minutes, 37 seconds left in the ball game. Time called by Abilene Christian. At that timeout, here's Jim again with City Lumber Company.
Thank you there, Dean. You know, there are very few homes that couldn't use more storage space, and particularly outdoor storage for tools, mowers, and lawn equipment. If you need more space, see City Lumber.
Of the Rebels, third down, 6 yards to go, 2 minutes, 33 seconds. They trail by 10, want to get another touchdown at least. Lindsay throwing that time to David Wallace again, and Wallace has a first down past the 35-yard line before he is tackled in there by Jim Markham and also Billy Stewart.
It's another first down for Abilene Christian. 2 minutes, 23 seconds left on the clock. And going out of the ball game is number 75, Big Bob Rash. And he's favoring his left leg a little bit. Coming in is Dusty Drury. Lochte and Holder in the mid wide. Lindsay bringing his team to the line in a hurry. That clock is running again. Now Lindsay back. A lot of time to throw. He hits Pat Holder, and Holder has the ball at the 25-yard line for another first down. For another first down for Abilene Christian College, I believe. Wait, they say not. They say it's short by about 2 feet. On the clock is a minute 58. A minute 58 remaining on the clock. Lindsay, the man under again. Looking this time, back to throw. He has some time, being rushed, and it's intercepted over there. And that interception again by number 31, and that'll break the ball game up. That was by Mike Stamps again.
This is a great big hello from Roseanne Reynolds Summers to you, Gary, and you, Dale, and you, Dale Dent, and you, John, and you, Billy. It's really hard to know what to say to you boys, thinking that this tape right now is over in Vietnam, but all of us back here at ACC this weekend really appreciate everything that you're doing for us and for our country. And we know that it's really hard over there, and you find things very difficult at times, but we hope in the end that everything will work out for good and that soon it will be ended. Clint and I are at Houston, and Clint is working for a CPA firm, and I'm teaching third grade, which we really do like Houston. It's a good town, and we really have a good time in Houston. We go to a very young congregation and love the church and the people that we associate with. I'd like to say to you, Gary, that Kay has just been marvelous about everything, about you and all her friends. Of course, she's a great girl, and I think a lot of her. But every moment seems to be thinking about what I can do for Gary or something I can send to him. And I know this is making your stay over in Vietnam a lot easier. Clint just walked in the room, and I made him leave because I couldn't talk to you with him in here. But Charles is in San Antonio this year in medical school, and he's living with David Bailey, and they really are enjoying it. And I'm real proud that he finally made it in med school. I guess my time's about up, but I want to wish you all the best there, and we're looking forward to seeing you back here. And we want you to know that all of us really appreciate everything you're doing, and we all love you very much.
Hello, Mr. Need, this is Jerry Anderson. You couldn't recognize a voice, man. As hoarse as I can be. I just want to tell you that I just finished kissing your wife, hello, and it was a future wife, excuse me. And I sure am sorry you're not here to partake in the benefits also. But we shall see you down the way, okay? Bye-bye.
You talked on it?
Go ahead, it's ready to go right now.
Gary, this is the old buddy, the old first mate, Charlie Reynolds, speaking to you from Abilene, Texas. Homecoming 1968. Everybody's been thinking about you and wanting you to come home and looking forward to getting back. And everything's going on real good up here, although the Wildcats lost today and Sub-T's didn't do any good at the homecoming display. But it's a typical homecoming. And
bad weather.
Everything's going real good down where I'm at school, and everything. I've been thinking about you and knowing that you're really wanting to get home, and everything. We're all over at Gary's house, Gary McCaleb's, and Kay's over here, and so she wanted me to say a few words, and so I just thought I'd say hello. Hope everything's going well with you, and you're staying safe, and not having too much combat, although I know probably this isn't so. Hope to see you again real soon.
Well, we've just recruited people as they come in to get them to say something to all of you. And, Gary, so much of this tape has been directed to you that you may decide that you don't want to send it on. But they did announce the winners of Project, and I don't know if they've already told you who won or not, but Galaxy took it in the men's division.
And the theme was countries this year. And the country they drew was Austria. And they took the song from The Sound of Music about the lonely goat herd. You know, when the children did the puppet show and had the puppets and sang the song about the lonely goat herd and had the rare cute little animal puppets and the sheep herder, goat herder. Well, they took that and they had the goat herder standing on one side of the mountain and they had the little goat on the other side and he was coming across and butting at this rebel. And he was they were all just real cute and they had it fixed up like a puppet theater and the wildcat was the huge guy at the back that was holding the strings to the puppets. And it was real cute and real neat looking. And they had fixed up just real cute. I took a picture of it, so I'll send it on. And then Knights took second place, and oddly enough, their theme was China. And they had an Oriental guy pulling a wildcat in a little, whatever they call them, those little carts. I used to know what they're called, but anyway, he's the little Chinese guy looks real funny. Couldn't feel much apathy for him, though, no, but the wildcat in the little cart looked like the Pink Panther, kind of that on that order, and he was just real funny looking, real cute, and they had done a real good job. Subber's motors quit working, I think, but their project was real good as usual, but just didn't quite have that artistic touch that we're kind of glad that you don't have anyway. But then in the women's division, the Gators won first, and as usual, and they had a real good project there. They had drawn William Tell, well, England, no, Switzerland, and William Tell was from Switzerland, so they had a little clock, and they had the wildcat coming out on one side on a big horse, and the rebel coming out on the other, and the rebel had the apple on his head, and the wildcat had the bow and arrow, and he was William Tell, and he was shooting at the guy. And the clock above them said, "Time will tell," and it was real cute. They won first, then DT's won second. And DT's had drawn the country Africa, and they had this huge wildcat sitting in this leopard suit, except the spots on the leopard suit were purple and white instead of orange and black. And he was standing up there behind this huge, great big black pot, and he had two rebels, one under each hand, and he was pushing them underneath the thing. One of the rebels had an eye rolling around. Then there was a big grass hut behind it, and there was a little colored boy sitting out in front, and he had curly hair and everything with a bone in his hair, and he was beating on a drum. And it was real good. They had a lot of moving parts, and but not quite good enough for first place. But the projects, we think every year they get better, and when you don't work on them, it's kind of hard. You think they all look pretty much alike, but there was quite a bit of competition, and they'd done a real good job. Even the freshmen's project was a lot better this year. There was the theme of the whole thing. It was the wide, wide world of wildcats. So we were all thinking about you because several of the exhibits had signs that said that this was a homecoming for everybody, but especially honoring the boys that we have in Vietnam. So you're certainly not forgotten at a time like this, even remembered even more so. And this tape is an hour-long tape, and so I'm going to try and finish up this side. There's a party tonight over at the Student Center. It's open house, really, and Pat Agnew says that he's going to MC the tape, so the other side ought to really be interesting, full of a lot of fun anyway. I mentioned earlier on the tape that it had snowed yesterday, causing some trouble with the projects, but it really did. It started real early in the morning, and it just came down all day long. I just couldn't believe it that it was so much as it wasn't when I left for school. I drive from the hill over there to North 18th near Mockingbird. I could hardly even see it was coming down so hard. They looked like big flakes, but it wasn't. When you looked at it, it was just big pieces of ice, but it wasn't that cold. But the snow stuck, and I'm not sure. The Weather Bureau said we had 2 inches of snow, and you know for 2 inches of snow to stick in Abilene, then it must have been pretty deep. So I teach the second grade, for those of you who hear the tape who don't know, and we made snow ice cream, and the kids were pretty excited about it. As a matter of fact, it was kind of hard to have school that day with all that snow on the ground. But it has kind of put a damper on homecoming because it's been awfully cold. It's been more like lectureship weather than anything else. And they moved the projects this year. They didn't have them in front of the administration building. They were going to try to put them over there in front of the new mall, up and down the new mall by the Student Center. And that will be their place usually at homecoming. But the weather was so bad that they couldn't get them out, they couldn't put them outside. So we took them to the round exhibit building at the, well, to the horse arena where they keep the horses and have the horse shows at the Abilene Fairgrounds. And it was real nice in there, but it was kind of like the tent during lectureship. That breeze through there just was too cold. It was just really cold and wet in there, too. I mean, not where the ground wasn't wet, but the weather had been so wet and cold. But that looks to me, it looks like that there are just about as many people here as usually come for homecoming. The crowds are not as big as they usually are, and it's not as enthusiastic, it seems like, because the weather's been so cold. But nevertheless, they're here. You can tell. Somebody said by the lines in the beans, so I guess when that line gets long, you know that there's a lot of people here on the campus. Everybody was pretty disappointed about the game this afternoon in a way, but then in another way, we did a real good job. They played a good game, and like Charlie and Jerry Anderson were talking the game over and said they just weren't enough horses behind us. But they're getting them, and so maybe next year. But if we had won today, we would have been ahead in the Southland Conference race. And so that's a pretty good indication of how the season's gone. I think that it's got a lot better than they expected, and so we can all hope for a much better year. This boy that you heard on the radio, I mentioned his name is Wallace. He's just a freshman, and he just played a tremendous game. So we can look to hear a lot more from him and hope that ACC can have a much better year next year and when you all can be back.
Hello, this is Clint. Just wanted to say hi to all of you over in that part of the world. I know that Sylvia and Kay and Rosanna give me a bad time when they're making fun of me talking on the tape recorder, so I'm under undue stress. Kelly wants to talk. Say something. I guess y'all know that we're in Houston, and I don't know what Roseanne said. It was probably scatterbrained, whatever it was. But we sure would like to hear from all of you. And Gary, I think I'm going to write you a letter not too long from now. And I don't know how. You want to say something again?
Okay.
And see, if you couldn't get me a telephoto lens or a zoom lens for my camera. Kay told me that you bought a Yashica camera the other day. And I don't know I'm pretty enthusiastic about cameras and taking pictures and that sort of thing. And I thought maybe if you had some spare time sometimes, well, you might like to do something like that or not. But at any rate, I'll try to write you a letter. Kay sure does look good. I think, well, she's just a different person than she was a year ago. And I'm running out of things to say. Plus, I think I'm running out of tape. I'm not sure. Anyway, Kay told me to talk a long time, so I'd use up some tape. I wished I knew what it was like over there so I could sympathize with you or have the same understanding, but I just hope the war's over pretty soon. I hope that Nixon being elected was the best thing that could happen to our country and for those of you over there. But the Lord will always be with you, and that's something that we have over here and over there, too. I think Carol Lee's kind of jealous because she hasn't got to talk to any of you yet. She's kind of trying to talk too. Well, I can't think of much else to say, but we'll all be thinking of you. Kay really looks bad right now. She's got her hair all ratted and, you know, things like that girls always do. But I guarantee you, you'll like married life because just pretty great life, considering, you know, the ups and the downs and that sort of thing. But we'll really be anxious to see you when you get back over here, and we'll be thinking of all of you while you're over there. I guess that's all. Carolyn, you want to say bye?
Bye.
This is Gary McCaleb. Kay and Sylvia and I are sitting here in the house now on Monday night. Homecoming's over and everyone's gone back to their respective homes and all of the different cities that you've heard them talk about. I'm sure you'll enjoy listening to the tape and hearing all the different familiar voices and the things that they've had to say. Since you've already heard a pretty good report on homecoming, I thought I'd see what you thought about a particular idea we've been thinking something about here in the alumni office. We've thought of trying to get together and assemble a catalog of all of the addresses of the different ACCXs that are serving in the military throughout the world, and sending a copy to all of them so that they'd know something of who and who was in the service and where they're serving, so that it might help them in getting in touch with each other if they might be crossing paths in different places. I'd like to hear any ideas you might have or suggestions of a way that we might make this possible. If you do think it's a good idea, why don't you let me know? We'd like to try to do it before the end of the year if it was possible. If it doesn't seem like it would be a practical thing, well, you might have some ideas along that line too.